Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast. And
we are back.
Is it like a standard for you to create it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Offside podcast. Must I still use Henda Varmino?
No,
I need a new one.
We need a new one.
If I had cards, I'd give you a red one.
Yeah. Please welcome my partner in crime. If you're an original chiller, you know this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Len Moleko. Back in the game, back behind the mic. How are you feeling, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm excited about the show because, like, how long have we been talking about doing something like this?
Geez, it's been a while. When we started the other podcast.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a thing on the side.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it never really...
But I think a year ago and maybe 6 months, that's when we, like, really wanted to start it.
Yeah.
And then schedule got hectic, but we're just like, fuck it, man. Let's just start, you know, and see where the road takes us. But we're not alone. We've got our ghost guy. We told him he had to be a ghost because we want him to be famous.
I also don't want to be famous. Jeez.
He's a normal working citizen.
You love ghosts, don't you?
What are we calling you? Are you the ghost guy? Or the what?
Mzwara.
Mzwara, ne?
Yeah. Everybody that sits here, it's Mzwara.
Yeah, but you're my cousin and you are his cousin.
Can we call him the secret footballer?
No, that's too long, man. Mzwara's fine.
Okay,
cool. Or Kazi.
Yeah.
The football cousin.
Yeah. So the premise of the show, right, is I want to talk about the EPL because I love the EPL. So we'll focus on that. And I know you guys love the local Premier League.
Premiership, yeah.
No, we just love football in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
Locally, who do you support?
I don't support any team.
For real?
Yes.
In all the years that you worked in sports, you don't support anything?
Yes.
Like Chiefs, Pirates, nothing?
Nothing.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
He's forever wearing an Orlando Pirates jersey.
Ne?
Yeah, I know. Case in point, look at him.
You're
smiling, man.
So it's a Buccaneer.
It's a Buccaneer heart.
No, freebies are a thing.
Look at the hat.
Yeah.
Buccaneer, look at the t-shirt. Buccaneer.
It's coincidental.
Yeah.
It's coincidental. I could have been wearing my Arsenal jerseys, but like I took them for resizing. Until the end of the season.
I support Kaizer Chiefs locally.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't been watching them for a very long time. I think the last time I watched Chiefs, Cyril Nzama was still playing.
No, Chabalala. You like Chabalala?
No, you lie because you went to the stadium not so
Yeah, I don't even know any of the players, dog. Not a single one.
You don't know Keegan Dolly?
Oh, Keegan Dolly, I know. He's the colored boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At least Kune's still there. You can say I know somebody.
Kune's still there.
Kune's still there, man.
Bro, isn't he like 50?
Jeez, man. Kune's only like
I
what?
Can
I don't know.
Deny no Kune.
He's just over 30. I think he's like 34. He's still there.
And you, Mzwara, you're a Buccaneer, eh?
Through and through, eh? Through
when
and through.
When did you start supporting a Buccaneer?
Yeah, it was long ago. I think pre-95, when the likes of Jerisco Sana was still there. Bashin Mahlangu, Halman Mukelele, Dumisangobe, Midnight Express, they used to call him, you know.
Yeah.
The late John Dungi Mweti.
Dunga.
Oh, some people call Dungi, eh?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, actually.
It was Dunga.
Yeah, no. That's when I started support Orlando Pirates and they went and win the AFCON.
Oh, yeah.
No, Champions League.
The Champions League.
Sorry, CAF Champions League.
Is that the last SA team to win the CAF Champions League?
No,
Sundowns won. We only have two teams in South Africa that has won it.
Chiefs has never won.
They came close. They lost in the final during COVID, when I thought I had COVID. We actually spoke on that night.
That's not an easy cup to win, eh? It's for big teams, eh?
Yeah. Hey, they're playing Al Ahly with Peter Musimane as the head coach, right? Yes. They were playing Al Ahly.
Yeah, they lost to Al Ahly with Musimane as the head coach, yeah.
Of Al Ahly.
Okay. Let's get into the shits. EPL. Do you think...
It's not the EPL, it's the Premier League.
Whatever you want to call it, right?
The E is gone.
Do you think it was a point, 2 points dropped by Arsenal or a point gained?
It was a point gained.
Mm.
Because if you look at the situation right now, I genuinely think that, yes, Man City has a game in hand, but games in hand do not mean points.
Exactly, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes, the Saka penalty miss was... It was actually a very key moment in that match.
Mm. Yeah. Because if you go 3-0 up...
No, 3-1.
3-1. The game is done.
It was close. The game was done.
Yeah.
Yes. So the Saka penalty miss... And so there are two elements to this. The one element to it was he missed the penalty. He probably had thought of the penalty that he missed during
the Euro
finals. Yeah. Right? What I liked so much was what Martin Odegaard did after the penalty miss.
Mm.
He was like, dude, you missed the penalty. Let's carry on with it.
And that was a weird substitution to take out Odegaard, eh? Because he was feeding the strikers at that point in time in the game.
But he was good for the first 35 minutes.
Yeah. And at that point, Arsenal was losing. Like the midfield, they were not in charge of the midfield. So a coach had to make a decision to try and win the midfield back because... That's when West Ham was coming back, you know?
Yeah, and I saw that Odegaard and Trossard were playing in the same space. Mm. They were kind of like getting in each other's way.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, but who do you go with? Do you go with Odegaard or do you go with Trossard?
Mm. Mm.
Like, you have to make a choice. And
When Saka took the penalty, was Jorginho in the field?
No. It was before Jorginho came onto the field.
Yeah, because he's good with penalties, and that's my go-to guy if you're going to take a penalty.
I was also surprised.
There's a hierarchy in terms of penalties in a team.
Mm. Yeah.
You know at Man United, first person to take penalties is
Fernandes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Right? You know at Arsenal, first person to take penalty is Bukayo Saka.
Okay.
If he's on the field, you can't now go ask Gabriel Martinez or whoever to go take a penalty. No.
Yeah.
You go to him first. It's like with corners. At certain ends of the goal line, you know who takes your corners.
Mm.
But based on if they're on the field or not.
But I noticed something before Saka took that penalty. All along when they were deliberating whether it was a penalty or not, Gabriel had the ball.
Jesus.
If you remember correctly. Jesus had the ball, and I thought Jesus was going to take the penalty because he's been taking penalties.
Mm.
And then obviously Saka came on and took the penalty, which he missed. And I think that was a championship moment. It reminded me of when Vincent Kompany took that shot against Leicester, and that was the turning point to win the league.
I think for Arsenal, that turning point, the one that you're talking about, was that goal, Reece Nelson against Bournemouth when they scored in the last minute.
It was 2-2.
That was a turning point.
Because after that, they went on a good run.
Yeah.
Until now, obviously.
Do you think it was 2 points? Do you think it was two points dropped?
I think it was 2 points dropped because I think the league is slowly slipping away.
Yeah.
And they can only redeem themselves if they go to City and win that game.
Mm.
It's going to rejuvenate them.
Here's my question, though.
Yeah.
At the start of the season, did you think Arsenal would be where they are right now?
Not at all.
Not even top four.
So for you guys to be here, you did well.
Not even top four, yeah.
So they've punched above their weight.
100%.
Right?
Mm.
Looking at, if you look at all the teams surrounding them, City case in point, City is bloated with talent.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
If one person gets injured, no problem.
Another one comes in.
Yeah.
Arsenal, one person gets injured, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Jesus
so for out. Them to be where they are right now, I've always said, and people were actually laughing at me, is that we just want top four, right? And top four is secured.
Yeah,
definitely. That's done.
Right? Winning the league is a bonus. Yes, I know every team goes into the season.
You can't say that.
It's not a bonus.
So close.
Here so close.
But so close. What is so close?
So close is being 4 points ahead of one of the greatest teams the English Premier League has ever seen. With fucking Haaland, who's a machine. And you're 4 points ahead of them.
But they've got a game in hand. But like I said, a game in hand does not mean points.
No, for sure.
And you know, the next time they play, I think you guys would have had two games in hand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
because you guys
are
playing on Friday.
Man City plays FA this coming week.
Yeah, FA. And then there might be Champions League in there as well.
Yeah.
But the other point, or the other thing that I'm going to throw into the spanner that I'm going to throw into the works.
Yeah.
If you are City, you are Pep Guardiola, you haven't won the Champions League since Barcelona days, right?
Yeah. And they got you in to win the Champions League.
When they beat Man United at Wembley.
Yeah.
With David Villa and the Messi goal.
And by the way, are we judging Pep if he wins the Champions League or not?
Look, eventually it's going to come to that. But I think the mandate for Pep is just to dominate EPL. Because City has never had that. So he's still successful whether without a Champions League or not.
You've had coaches that have done that. Pellegrini did that. I think any coach that walks into City can dominate the league. But the Champions League, however, is the one.
It's ahead of.
It's the Omega.
It's been tripping.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we're building up to that. I just give away which team I support. Flipping hell.
No, but you can, my man. Let is Arsenal. Mzwara is City. I'm Man U.
Duh.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Are you
in
sure?
In that order.
Are you sure? You sure about that?
No, it is one.
No, I'm saying, are you going to finish third?
No. He's talking about the current situation.
Current in the table.
Definitely. Yeah. Look, ultimately, I think Pep is going to have to deliver Champions League, and I think he's under pressure. And I think it's a pressure that he's putting himself in. You know, it's not like the hierarchy of Manchester City are saying, hey, it's either you deliver this or you're out of here, you know. Mm. But I think to win a Champions League takes a lot of work and building. Because if you look at, say, Alex Ferguson, he coached, I don't know, for how many years?
More than 25 years. He only won it twice.
Mm. Pep is only with City for six seasons.
And Zidane won it 3 times in a row.
You know what I mean?
Carlo Ancelotti is just walking through it.
And Real Madrid might take it, eh?
They might. So what I'm saying is, he will eventually get there. I think we need to be patient with him, in my view. Mm. What do you think, Len?
But what is the... How do you determine success?
As a manager? Trophies.
What trophy? Okay, cool. If you're a Southampton or you're a Crystal Palace...
Yeah.
And actually, speaking about Crystal Palace, Patrick Vieira came in. He was doing relatively well. Mm. Struggled. Roy Hodgson came in. 3 wins in a row. And I think this is a couple of seasons for the first time that Crystal Palace has actually been able to win 3 games in a row.
Is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But prior to what's his name, getting sacked, Patrick Vieira, I think they were a little bit unfair. Remember the teams that he was playing against that time? Mm. You know, it was like, I think he played Chelsea, he lost to Chelsea. I can't remember correctly.
You lose to Chelsea.
Wow, Len, wow. Have they fallen that hard?
Hey, man, it's bad for Chelsea, bro. That Graham Potter, the English media were trying to paint him like he's a savior. It wasn't landing, Jim.
And you know what
I don't think it's actually Potter's fault.
What?
No, let me tell you. This is my judging of it. Ever since Roman Abramovich left.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
Right? Because Roman was very decisive.
Yeah.
And was hands-on in his club.
Yeah, and they were running it well.
He was running it well.
And even the chick.
The director of football, the Russian lady left with Roman.
Yeah.
She was very decisive.
Yeah. When they left, it was the beginning of the end. Yeah. Mm.
Right? And you look at Chelsea ever since Roman left.
They haven't been the same.
No. The decisions they're making, the people they're buying, the money they're spending.
I was shocked they brought Lampard back. What is he going to do? when they fired him, was sitting ninth. Maybe they're hoping he can take back them to ninth.
But he couldn't do anything with Everton, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean...
So there are certain managers, right? And I know we digress.
Yeah.
There are certain managers that touted for certain jobs. I know there's talks that Vincent Kompany might be
the next Manchester City coach.
No, Tottenham coach.
Is it?
Yeah, yes. Tottenham wants him.
Well, I heard Pep saying he can walk into City at any day and coach it. Yeah,
but it's still too soon, man. He's had like half a season at Burnley.
It's
chill, man.
He still needs to come up to EPL and play and prove himself.
Way, yeah. It's the same way that you look at Arteta.
Yeah.
He went and assisted Pep for, I think, three seasons, right?
Yeah, I think two and a half seasons or
two
something.
2.5 seasons, yeah. And then he went to Arsenal.
Yeah.
At the first time of asking, I think he won an FA Cup, a Community Shield, and there was a bit of a dip.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of a up, which is where, like last season, I think Arsenal were close to getting top four, but they didn't.
Mm.
And then this season, top four is sealed.
Mm.
Right, and certain decisions were made, getting rid of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and other players and so forth, Bo Ganduzi, and you look at the core of the squad that he has, it's those that can go to war for him.
Mm.
Antonio Conte, did he have players that can go to war for him? We can go back to like Chelsea, Potter, who goes to war for him?
No one. I mean, here you are. You are Havertz. You are Joe Felix. You know, you've done some amazing things in football. And here comes this guy who was just coaching Brighton to tell you what to do. Like, what the fuck?
No, but like...
That matters, though.
No, it does.
The credentials of the coach matters in the dressing room.
Yeah. And but I think that's the same thing that happened between Ronaldo and Erik ten Hag.
Yeah, Erik ten Hag. Yeah.
But United became better after Ronaldo left.
Yes, 100%.
No, but we're talking about the clashes of Ronaldo.
Who's in charge? Because remember, right? It's easier to get rid of a manager than to get rid of a player.
No, for sure.
Mm.
But Potter didn't look like he was in charge of that team. His demeanor and everything, he didn't look the part.
Mm. He didn't look convincing.
And to be quite honest with you, where they are sitting, I think they could have been in a better position with the squad that they have. I mean, they've spent how much? Got £1 billion.
Did Thomas look like he was in charge?
Tuchel.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. After Todd Boehly came through.
Okay.
Oh, you mean after he's taken over Chelsea?
The new ownership of Chelsea.
Yeah. Look, that transition was a bit problematic for Chelsea. I think that's where everything started to go went south there. I think for me, Roman leaving Chelsea was the biggest mistake ever.
Even Thomas leaving. Regardless of what is happening behind the scenes, you could tell like the players respond to him and they believe him and they trust him. With Graham Potter, you could just see they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he has already delivered Champions League.
But how was he able to actually put together a Brighton team? Which, funny enough, I think it has actually become better.
They're scoring more goals, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
and we've got them in the FA Cup. They might just clip us. Eh?
And the irony,
I'm hoping they nibble you. Eh?
The irony about it is, I actually laugh at this every time. In that, when Percy Tau signed for Brighton,
Percy was there.
As South Africans, we used to actually become so hard on Graham Potter choosing Trossard over Percy,
and now you have Trossard.
And Trossard is quality.
He's good.
Yo, he's quality.
And he was problematic at Brighton and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
But like he's not problematic at like you said, it's how a manager actually manages a player.
I wanna go back to Arsenal. I think for me when I watched that game, it number one showed me the importance of Saliba. Number two, Zinchenko.
Yep.
Cause who's that guy? Tierney couldn't play that you know when they go into the midfield? What's it called?
You can't transition from left back
to become
midfielder.
It's not. Because he's a left back.
Left back.
And Bowen was having he was having fun there.
He was rocking.
Yeah, he was rocking him through and through.
Because if you look at both goals, I think they came from the left back, if I'm not mistaken.
The first one it was Thomas Partey. It was his mistake. He made a mistake there.
But was there no handball there?
Nah.
Look, if it was given, it would have been harsh. I think in my view.
Yeah.
But what I questioned was the penalty.
Gabriel, no. That was a straight penalty.
You reckon?
It was a straight penalty.
I think he was looking for it, but yeah.
That was a straight penalty. It was. I am not even going to... It was a straight penalty.
Okay.
Yes. But I think I would take it back to the handball.
Mm.
I think there was a... But again, with VAR, you can't go there per se, because VAR does not go there per se. Unless if it's anything that happens in the box. Right. So, look.
Some goes against you, some are for you. I mean, that's VAR for
luck.
You.
Luck. So, to win the league, you need luck.
100%.
You need tenacity.
Experience.
Experience.
You need experience.
Yeah.
Of which we've got the youngest squad in the league.
Yeah.
So, experience. Dololo.
Mm-hmm.
But to be where they are right now.
They've done well.
That says a lot.
Mm. And everything that you just mentioned there, that's what Man City has. And that's why I think it's for them to lose now.
Like I said earlier on, guys, for Arsenal to come back from this, they're going to have to beat City at Etihad.
Mm.
There's no other way.
That's not
going to
happen. That's not going to happen.
There's no other way. Because I don't see Manchester City dropping points. In the way they're playing right now, I don't see it happening.
Question is...
Don't you think the Champions League will be a distraction?
I was going to say that, actually. That was my question. Thank you very much.
Look, if you look at last season, we went all the way, right? And we still managed to win the league. So the depth in that squad...
All the way, where?
We went to the semis. We were knocked out in the semis.
That's not all the way.
Yeah, well, come on. You know what I mean.
It's all the way for Man City.
Wow.
That's all they know.
Semis. No, we played final. We lost in the final. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is there's depth in that squad.
Yeah, you got two teams.
There's two teams that can nibble anyone at any given day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to be a problem. Unless Pep focuses only on Champions League and just like, no, I'm not worried about the league, which is not going to do because dominating the league is still very important for Manchester City.
Mm.
So I don't think there's going to be any distraction.
Gun to your head. Who do you think's taking it? How many games are left? Seven, ne?
Seven games.
Arsenal, left. Eight for us.
Yo, can we look at your run-in? Let's look at Arsenal's run-in.
I think we still have Brentford, Man City. And we've got Wolves.
And Newcastle is in there. Chelsea.
Woo, Newcastle is bad.
Check Arsenal's run okay, and check our run.
Yeah. But also, here's the thing. Ne? If you look at runs, right?
Yeah.
I think Newcastle are fourth now, right? If not fifth.
Newcastle are fourth.
So Friday, Arsenal's playing Southampton. Okay. I think Arsenal will win that one.
Southampton are done.
Wednesday next week, it's Man City, the big one, right? And then it's Chelsea. Newcastle.
Are we going to do that live?
We'll see. We're just starting. It's our first show, Chief. Brighton is playing well, dog.
Are they playing Brighton away or at home?
They're playing at home. Okay, at home. Yeah. They might
nibble them.
Tottenham Forest, whatever.
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, you're going to win that one. They are shit. They're going down. I hope they go down, man.
Why? Because they beat you guys.
No. We won.
No, they beat you.
First round.
The first round of matches, they beat you.
Are you Forest?
Was it you or Liverpool that they beat?
It's Liverpool, not us, Chief. And then Wolves.
Oh, Diego Costa scored his first goal for Wolves. That was interesting.
Diego.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Diego Costa?
Yeah.
The same Diego Costa or Chelsea?
Wa Arsenal. I mean, sorry, wa Barcelona as well, yes.
The same Diego Costa. That thug is still playing football.
Yeah. You haven't seen him?
No, I've seen him. Just saying, like, I'm just shocked that he's back, yeah.
No, he's been playing for...
He's got many lives than a cat, that guy, eh?
Let's see Man City fixtures, right? So from that... Hey, yeah, there's some tricky fixtures there.
For who?
For Arsenal, bro.
But who says Man City do not have tricky fixtures?
I think we're going to go into Manchester City's fixtures.
Okay, let's
but
go to
then
the fixtures.
It's, so we're going to go to the narrative that City actually has an easier run-in, like you said.
Not easier run. I'm just saying that...
So this is their run, right?
Okay.
They've got Man City, Arsenal next week, Wednesday, right? Then they've got Fulham. They're going to win that. West Ham. They'll bully West Ham. Leeds, they'll win that. Everton, they'll win that. Chelsea, free 3 points. Brentford, yeah, they got an easier run. They got an
and
easier
also,
run.
According to who?
According to Heritage.
So football matches are won on heritage.
According to heritage.
And so also what we need to... how many home games are you left with, Len? Because that also plays a part.
Yeah, yeah, you're playing well at home.
Because you guys are playing well at home.
Yeah. 10 past 4.
So, gun to head, after you've seen the fixtures, who are you going for? Who do you think is going to take it?
It's City's to lose.
Nah.
Because like I said, Arsenal were literally just trying to... Because they fell short of making Champions League. It's make Champions League, then you can go and try, fight for the title.
Yeah.
There's a transfer window coming through. Who knows? We could even sign Jude Bellingham, but I wouldn't see where he would fit in our structures.
Yeah, I think your first team is solid. But when I was watching that game, there are 10 minutes left. And you look at the bench, like, who's going to come and score a goal?
We don't have a bench.
We don't have a game changer.
Yes.
We
don't have a bench.
No. Yeah.
You don't have a Mahrez sitting there waiting to come on and make a difference.
You know?
Mm.
And Ikhoi didn't really listen thinking he's going to score that wonder goal again. Nah, it didn't happen, Chief.
No, like, look. It comes
once in a while.
Yeah. There's 7 games to go. Remember, was it 2010, 2011 or 2011, 2012? It went right down to the last game of the season.
Mm.
And Aguero was a game changer.
It might go to the last game of the season because you guys are only playing for the league. Whereas the Champions League might just be a distraction for City. But Mzwara, what's your
prediction?
They'll
be out in the semifinals.
What's your prediction?
Okay, City will definitely take it. But let me say this, Nem.
Whoever they will definitely.
No, that's what I'm rephrasing. Whoever wins next week Wednesday. Is taking the league. That's it for me.
Mm, that's the final.
I don't think that.
I'm telling you now.
In the words of the great Holoko Tobejan.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I will kill you.
MacGyver.
Who's that?
Just got lost.
Who's that?
He's a former Baroka FC coach.
Oh, okay. Post-match interviews like, yes, football will kill you, real death.
He actually said that with our great friend Tato Moeng.
Yeah.
Like, football, hey, it will kill you, real death.
He was seeing flames.
You will die. You will die because of football.
Real
Man
death.
Man United, we sealed. Top 4. We sealed.
It's either 4th or 3rd.
Yeah.
Either or. But
we don't really care, but we're in there.
You're in there.
I think also you guys have the City dilemma.
Okay.
So it's a Manchester problem.
Mm.
Eh?
Okay.
You are 2-2 Sevilla.
Ish. Yeah, ish. We did an Arsenal on the team. Eh?
Harry. you need to choose a struggle.
Yeah.
Are you going Europa to go into UEFA?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to tie down top 4? Because league, you're not going to win.
Yeah, I think we can do both. But what I'm worried about is the injuries. I think Varane and Martinez are solid, man. Without them, anything can happen. You've seen with Maguire, like,
yeah,
he's
and
prone to mistakes.
But Erik ten Hag said Arsenal are lucky because they don't have any injuries.
Yeah, yeah. I think because we played so many games, dog.
He's right. If you look at, what's his name? Number 6 from Real Madrid. He was out, and yes, you guys played terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Casemiro.
Was injured. Was he injured or was it? It was.
He's got 10 million red cards.
Yeah, so it was. United was terrible.
So who gives him red cards?
No, I'm just saying that you miss a key player, and then you can all go south.
But here's the beauty.
Exactly like Arsenal, there's no Saliba, there's no Zinchenko.
But here's the beauty about Erik ten Hag, which I've noticed, and that's why I love him so much. Ne? He is not, like, the team plays well as a team. He's not focused on any individual.
Rashford.
For example, like, it's about the team, dog. Mm. So he can put in anyone there, but the team will still play the same.
So you're saying, like, the likes of Rashford are flourishing because of the system?
Of the system, yes.
Okay.
Because if you remember, when he was at Ajax, you got Sebastian Haller, who couldn't score a goal at West Ham.
Yeah.
But then went into the Ajax team and did crazy numbers.
Even Blind.
Yes. Even Tadic.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Tadic was at Southampton,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I like about Erik ten Hag, that it's more about the team. So I think with that, you always stand a chance to win.
And Benny McCarthy, chief. Don't forget him.
Oh, yeah.
Benny McCarthy. We must celebrate our own name.
Let's throw him there.
And for our first episode, I think it's important to mention, guys, that we've got a EPL player from South Africa next season, eh?
Who?
Lyle Foster, guys.
I don't know him, man.
Wow.
He but got promoted with Burnley.
Did I tell you I took a FaceTime with Benny McCarthy?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Did I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
Okay, I'll put it up on the screen.
Oh, wow. I'm flexing now.
Do you want to give me his number?
No, I don't have his number. It was via G2 because I was there with G2 and he knows. He's the DJ for Man United. So he put me through to Benny.
Is that why you are a DJ for Kaizer Chiefs?
Oh, yes. bringing it local, what's happening? What's happening locally?
Okay, before we go,
yeah.
Gun to your head.
Yeah.
Who's taking it?
City.
Okay.
City.
I say Arsenal.
I say City.
Okay.
City.
I say
City.
Arsenal.
They've been here before. They've done it. And I can see cracks in Arsenal. Like, they're starting to shake a bit. Yeah. How much time you want, Marco?
We thought they were going to be cracks with Leicester. And they went all the way.
Yeah, they did.
Before they even kicked the ball.
Just 30 minutes. Just tilt that mic up towards you a little.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah.
Thanks, Marco. Locally, what's happening, bro?
Nedbank Cup. Well, Sundowns have won the league. It's like a curse because as soon as they won the league, they haven't won a game.
It's what, 4 games now that they haven't won?
They drew 2 and lost now against Stellenbosch in the Nedbank Cup.
Mm.
So, yeah. There's a Soweto Derby coming up.
Another one?
Yeah.
Nedbank. But in the Nedbank Cup.
Final.
Oh, it's no, going to be semis. They were drawn. Ooh, okay. It was drawn yesterday.
That's a big game.
Did you see how excited Chiefs got when they saw they were drawn against Orlando Pirates?
Yeah, look, they were playing to the gallery, man. Deep inside
what
the
gallery. League. Royal AM. Come on.
No, but it's a good thing. It motivates the players, you know. It's good for them.
No,
but
granted. Look, I think Chiefs actually bring their A game when they play against Orlando Pirates.
Definitely. Definitely. I'll be the first to admit that.
Orlando Pirates is, however, a different beast when they play cup competitions.
Look at what we did to
Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
In Polokwane.
Just paint a picture for MacGyver because when you said ask Sundowns, he doesn't even know what you're saying.
So Pirates beat Sundowns 3-0 in a cup competition semi-final of the MTN 8. And they went on to actually win the tournament.
This year?
Yeah, this season.
This season, but last year.
Okay.
Pirates at a semi-final are a team that you should never write off.
Okay.
They know how to navigate. I think Jose Rivero knows how to navigate.
No, definitely.
These kind of situations.
Who's the star player at Pirates now?
Monapule Saleng.
Lodge is coming back. He had an injury, but now he's coming back as well. He's still quite a big thing there. Pirates.
And Chiefs is Dolly.
No, there's several players. Actually.
Yeah, there's a young star there. That one that likes to showboat. Hey, they love him there.
What position does he play?
He's a winger.
Oh, okay.
Look, Nedbank Cup. Stellenbosch might actually pull a surprise, eh?
Stellenbosch is in the net.
Hey, man. Look, I think
Pazima United.
Hey, tell me about it.
Sibasa United.
Hey, next thing, what we're going to bring up, like Bushbucks.
I mean, have you seen how many teams are coming up lately, hey? Pickstreet, Dondol
Stars.
This is like
the race for promotion is actually very interesting.
I said with like 50-50, eh?
Yeah, with Kasrik, Cape Town Spurs, and
Polokwane City.
Yeah.
Does that Mamkiza boy, does he play? Like in the premiership?
Yeah, but on the reserve side.
Oh.
Or like the one that they called it Disky Challenge.
Yeah, Disky Challenge.
Yeah, he plays there.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I don't think he has
features. He plays with the likes of you.
Okay, I get it.
But he's got ambitions to make the first team, I'm sure, eh?
Oh, because every time I see like his snippets, I thought that was the first team.
Yeah, you can't make... There's no difference between Disky Challenge and the main team because there are no fans anyway. You know what I mean?
For Royal AM, you mean?
Yeah, for Royal AM.
So when is the... Mama Joy.
Hey, man.
When is the derby?
Weekend of 5th and 6th
is
of
it
May.
Not 2 May?
No, it's the weekend of 5th and 6th May.
Let me check. We've got Google here.
Because I think the draw was done yesterday.
Yeah.
Today
I think that guy mentioned
Monday.
The 5th and 6th of May.
Why did I think it was 2nd?
I think 2nd will be like midweek, I think. It can be.
When is workout?
6th of May, yeah. 6th of May.
Oh, okay, cool.
In a big camp semi-final.
Oh, so is it that weekend?
Yeah, that weekend, okay, yeah. Cool. Hey, look at your green. But anyway, inside joke.
inside joke.
Yeah, I hope I'm DJing that day.
Oh, wow.
No, you're not going to be DJing that day. Trust me.
You're not going to be.
At the stadium?
No.
All right, cool. Champions League. Who's playing this week?
City is obviously return leg against Bayern.
Yeah, they're going through.
Hopefully.
Hey, how crazy was that Saturday, Monday, and you don't sign anything?
I was going to say, hopefully,
but can
hopefully
I say
Mane
something
does
with
not
that,
beat
Nick?
Anybody up this time around.
But that is so out of character for Sergi. Something is up there. It's either he's not happy or something was said. I don't think he's settling in well at Bayern.
Because he's got like Kante vibes, like very reserved.
Very reserved, you know. He's that guy. Or even when he get tackled, he does not retaliate. He just.
But at some point, as a person, you reach breaking point.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember what happened to him at Liverpool.
With Salah.
Always getting subbed for Salah. Mm. And Salah never gets subbed. And
Salah never passed.
Mm. Never passed. But he passed. And probably the same thing was happening at Bayern. And he thought things would be different. I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're all assuming here. That's what I'm saying. It's out of character for Mane, you know. I don't think he's a kind of a player. He's always been disciplined and all of that. But...
Yeah, that
for
was
him
shocking
to
you, right?
Yeah, no, for him to
but
go
Leroy,
and punch somebody.
But for me, I think Leroy has always been some sort of a spoiled brat. That's
Pep got him. Yeah.
I think he's always been some sort of a spoiled brat.
And then he met an African boy. He's like, ah, my boy, not with me, eh?
TIA. This is funny enough. His father is actually from Senegal.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, Leroy's son.
Leroy's son, his father is Senegalese. Yes.
Oh, maybe the battle is about who's the prince of Senegal.
Build a hospital first, then we'll know who's.
Oh yes, I know. Mane is the king, man.
So tonight it's Napoli Milan. Who are you going for?
Milan,
eh?
Yeah.
Hey, that boy from Milan. What's his name, man? The Portuguese guy.
The number 10.
Is it number? No, no, no. Hey, he's quality, man. What's his name? He plays on the wing. What's his name? Marco.
Rafael Leao.
Rafael Leao. Yeah. That boy's quality, dog.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's good. He must come to the EPL, that one.
But why does every good player have to go to the EPL?
Because the biggest league in the world.
Big how?
In terms of...
No, commercially, yes. But quality of football, is it?
Look, EPL is entertaining.
It's entertaining.
Okay, sharp. But quality of football. And entertainment can be in a sense of the product that is actually given to you and how it's packaged.
We'll have the discussion during the transfer window. We don't have anything to talk about. We'll talk about that.
Pack it, make notes.
Pack it. And then on tomorrow, it's Chelsea against Real Madrid. Oh, that's tomorrow, yeah? Chelsea, Real Madrid, who's going through?
Come on, Chief.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, Lampard can just pull Di Matteo, hey?
What's the aggregate?
Wait,
is it 2-0?
Wait, who won the champion? Who was the last coach to win the champion? Oh, no, it was Thomas Tuchel, actually.
It was Thomas Tuchel.
But he took over from Lampard, right?
Yeah.
And Lampard had taken them to the quarters, if not the semis, before Thomas took over.
Oh, I'm saying it's 2-1, eh?
No, it's 2-0.
Is it 2-0?
Yeah.
Oh, 2-0.
Yeah.
But... There will be 11 against 11 tomorrow.
Chelsea has to score in the first half.
Yeah.
Remember what happened against
and
Barcelona?
Our goal doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
No, man, there's no way Chelsea. Look, they need to get... There's a confidence level that the team does not have, I think, right?
Yeah.
They were supposed to get that confidence after beating Brighton, but they didn't beat Brighton. So you lost against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
You lose against Brighton.
Yeah.
You think you're going to... Beat Real Madrid
at home.
Yeah. Nah.
Even if it's at Chelsea. Chelsea is hosting the match. You think you're going to beat Real Madrid?
Not a chance.
That has a Benzema and a Vinicius who are running riot.
Mm. Maybe I'm wishing that they win because we're going to meet them.
Oh, yeah. Then the
passage to the final is clear.
Yeah. Because if you meet Real Madrid, you're in shit.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, Inter, Benfica, fuck, I don't even know there was Inter, Benfica in the Champions
League. Inter will go through.
Inter will go through, no? Bayern, Man City, that's obvious.
And I don't know. Sadio Mane can just come up.
Nah.
Do you think Pep is going to go there and park the bus? Pep doesn't do that thing, man. He's going to go there and attack.
And that might be the problem.
Nah.
There's been great comebacks
in
Champions League history.
Yeah,
we don't have to look far. Real Madrid Liverpool City last season.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. We've seen also Liverpool do it against Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We've seen Barcelona do it against PSG.
Yeah. But I'm not getting that kind of vibe with this season, eh? It's been clear cut since the beginning, the Champions League.
Real Madrid is going to win it again.
I think so, man. I think so. I think if Real Madrid has to meet City, they'll get over City like
Charles play. Carlo Ancelotti is too much of a don for all the other managers that he's going up against to actually lose.
Mm.
He knows how to play this game. He's been there before.
Yeah.
More recently than all of them.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, it's going to be difficult for City. Shit.
And what's Madrid doing in the league?
I was coming to that and I'm digressing.
Yeah.
I think they're 10 points behind Barcelona.
Out of all teams.
Yeah. What does that say for Carlo?
He has to win the Champions League.
He has to win the Champions League. If he doesn't win the Champions League, does that mean he's out?
He's out, yeah.
Zidane was fired.
Mm. After winning the Champions
League. After winning the Champions League and battling in the league.
In the league, yeah.
But here's the thing. So with Madrid, they actually value the Champions League more than they do the league.
Then they shouldn't have fired Zidane.
Yes.
Why did they fire Zidane? Because he delivered three of them.
Politics.
You reckon it's only politics?
You must remember, I don't know if you've watched the documentary Luis Figo on Netflix.
Mm.
The Madrid presidency and the hierarchies are about delivering the Champions League.
Mm.
If you don't deliver the Champions League, you're out. You can win
10...
Case in point, Mourinho.
Yeah.
Couldn't deliver a Champions League.
Mm.
What happened to him?
Got rid of him, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you need to deliver the Champions League.
Yeah, but Zidane delivered.
He did more than deliver.
Three in a row.
Back to back.
Who has done that?
Well, Carlo is on two now, right?
No, back to back.
This might be his back to back, this one.
Yeah. Wait. Before Madrid this season, who won the Champions League the season before?
It was Liverpool.
Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Against City,
it was Thomas Tuchel,
yes.
Shame, and he got fired.
Anyway, let's wrap it up, man. It's been the first episode.
Offside.
Let us know what you think. Do you guys like the name Offside?
It's cool.
Yeah?
Offside ZA.
Does it have VAR?
What? Let us know what you think about the name. If you have a better name, do send it to us. It's the first episode. I really had fun. Is there anything else that you guys want to touch on before we leave?
Nah, we're cool. I think we're good. Man.
Yeah.
Good luck to all the teams playing in the Champions League. Good luck to Man City.
Hopefully Europa as well. Hopefully we come back.
Yeah, no.
But it's not going to be easy. Beating Sevilla in Spain is never easy.
Sevilla are the Real Madrid of Europe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's not going to be easy.
And we fucked up. We know how many chances we had the first leg.
Just a quick one. Unai Emery with Aston Villa.
Hey,
he's rocking, hey?
Yeah.
He's building.
Yeah. They're going to go far next season. Definitely.
But we'll chop it up properly next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we are here, man. Hey, we need a, you know, like Robert Marawa is that.
We need an intro and an outro.
Yeah.
Next episode, yeah. Think about something, like.
Can we have a whistle? Because I think that's how you ref an offside.
That's not a bad idea.
You blow a whistle three times. I think that will work.
This has been Offside. We are here, man.
Boom. Yeah. Why are you going boom?
Why two? What does two whistles mean?
It's got more oomph, dog.
Just go DJ at the stadium.
But remember, Len, the referees used to, if it's end of first half, they need to blow three times. Do you know that? It used to be like that. Yes. Unless it has changed.
See the
Wow.